My number one fear right now for America, because of what the deep state is planning on doing, I believe, my fear is that the deep state will set up an assassination of Joe Biden in a very similar fashion to the way they just set up an attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Now, let me just say up front, I want to be clear. I pray for Joe Biden's safety, just as I pray for Trump's safety. I want both of these men to be safe and sound. I don't want any violence to be seen. I don't want anybody hurt. I want to see Joe Biden stay in the race all the way to Election Day, because I want to see him defeated. And in order to do that, obviously, he needs to stay in the race. So I don't wish any harm upon any candidate. But it is my conclusion that the plan that the deep state was going to carry out was supposed to begin with the assassination of Donald Trump on July 13th, and that it would be followed sometime later by a contrived, engineered assassination by the deep state of Joe Biden to be blamed on Trump supporters. And that in this process, the deep state would be able to eliminate both Trump and Biden, and they would be able to win the election by putting in some replacement on the Democrat side and having the media really whip up the sympathy vote for the Democrats, saying things like, see, look how violent the conservatives are, you know. They wanted to start a war, and they expected America to have some kind of upheaval, some kind of revolt following the assassination of Donald Trump. They expected America to be in a civil war right now. And I think their plans included more assassinations. Thank God, therefore, that this plan was thwarted. In whatever way it happened, that Trump tilted his head at just the right moment, or God's hand intervened and nudged that bullet ever so slightly to make it a non-fatal strike. However it happened, we should be thankful that America today is not following the path that the deep state wanted us to follow. You know, the deep state people, they brag, they are history's actors, right? They put on a play. They stage events. They control narratives. They manipulate emotions. But sometimes events don't go as they planned. And I think this is one of those times. And it probably means that these same deep state actors are now scrambling to try to figure out what can they do to get back on plan, you know, on track with the plan. Now, if they, the deep state, if they were to take out Biden at this point, that would not accomplish their overall goal because Trump is still in the race. So I don't know if this means they're going to put the whole plan on pause, or if they might try to take out Biden in order to blame Trump's people anyway and get a strong sympathy reaction as they put in a replacement candidate for Joe Biden. Perhaps that's something that they would pursue. Obviously, Joe Biden, being that he's already controlled and, you know, manipulated, he's told where to go, where to walk. They give him little flashcards, you know, you're going to go up the stairs, you're going to turn right, you're going to see a podium, you know, you're going to speak, you're going to read this card, whatever. He's like a biological robot. He will do whatever they tell him to do. So if they tell him, you're going to go to this outdoor rally, you're going to get up on stage and you're going to talk, and then if then the deep state sets up, you know, a situation like they did with Trump, you know, to try to take out Joe Biden, well, there's nothing that Joe Biden is going to do to halt that series of events that is staged for him and, you know, handed to him, like, you do this, you do this. Joe Biden, in other words, from the deep state point of view, and again, I emphasize, I pray for Biden's safety. I don't want anything. I don't want any harm to come to Joe Biden. I don't want any violence to take place. But from the deep state's point of view, they probably consider Joe Biden to be, you know, a relatively easy task for them to handle for the reasons I just mentioned. So if they want him gone, if they can't, maybe first they'll try to convince him to step down. But I think that stage has already been attempted. And Biden, especially Jill Biden, as I understand it, has said, no, we're going to stand firm. You know, Joe's the candidate. Joe's going to win this. We're going to stay in. We're going to win it. Okay, well, that's their right to think that. And it's interesting that the DNC and a lot of the Democrats are trying to overthrow their own nominated president. They're trying to overthrow Joe Biden from within to get him out of the race and get somebody else in who they think has a better chance of beating Trump. It just shows you they don't really believe in democracy anyway. They believe in removing people from power whenever they want. And also, there are elements of the Democrat deep state that believe in carrying out coups and assassinations. Some of that's what we're seeing. And then there's the whole discussion of area effect weapons being deployed by governments or secret agencies or deep states. Because, as you know, for example, the U.S. has bombed weddings in, you know, places like Afghanistan or Iraq and so on. They've bombed weddings in order to take out one person. And they'll kill, you know, 50, 75, 100 people to kill one person. And you see this with Israel right now, of course, too. You know, they'll bomb a hospital. They might kill 75 people, or they'll bomb a refugee camp, kill 100 people. And then they'll say, well, you know, two of them were Hamas. So, you know, mission accomplished, right? So we see how these people, these warmongers, they will use area effect weapons to take out their intended targets. And they don't really care how many other casualties are also killed. Well, this rifle fire, this assassination attempt at Trump was obviously, it was supposed to be precision rifle fire. It was supposed to just kill Trump. If they cannot succeed in that way, you know, a precision attack is necessarily more complex and probably has a higher risk of failure. If they cannot succeed with their specific targeted attacks on Trump or Biden or anybody else that's in the crosshairs of the deep state, and maybe they want to kill Elon Musk, maybe they want to take out Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones, who knows? But if that doesn't succeed, then they may turn to area effect weapons, which have a much higher rate of sort of achieving, you know, their goal of taking out their target. But of course, they also tend to kill a lot of innocent people who are around. Area effect weapons can be things like, you know, truck bombs or drone bombs or even, you know, military bombs or whatever, just like bombs. Even on the upper end of that scale, nuclear bombs or dirty bombs with radioisotopes attached to them to create a radiological event that can kill people relatively rapidly with, you know, cancer, even if they survive the kinetic explosion. There's also things like nerve gas, you know, VX nerve gas, one of the most toxic molecules known in the world. VX nerve gas could be loaded onto some drone and controlled by a deep state funded team. Say, hey, you know, fly this drone over this crowd and you know, hit release here on the nebulizer or whatever. And then here comes this giant spray of VX nerve gas and everybody dies. Don't put it past these people to do something like that. They're getting desperate. They're going to attempt more desperate things and things that in their minds have a higher success rate. Although you and I may be horrified by even the thought of such things. And some of you will say, why are you even talking about this? I'm talking about it because this is a warning about what's coming. Alex Jones talked about some of these things too, just the other day. And he's right. I mean, these are the people who brought down the Twin Towers on 9/11, and then they planted explosives in Building 7, and they brought down Building 7. I mean, come on, they killed 3,500 plus Americans on that day, September 11th, 2001. They killed 3,500 Americans. That was an area effect mass killing event that was done by the deep state. It was set up by the deep state, coordinated with the CIA, no doubt. Now, that wasn't designed to take out a president. That was designed to put America on the new path to go to war in the Middle East and to take out basically enemies of Israel, to take out Iran, take out Iraq, take out Afghanistan, Osama bin Laden, all that, you know, and eventually became Libya and Gaddafi, and you know the rest of the story. Saddam Hussein, the whole deal. That was to set a narrative. So they killed 3,500 Americans to set a narrative. And they even lied right to your face. And they said that a commercial jet hit the Pentagon on that day, when everybody knows there's no jet wreckage on the lawn of the Pentagon. There was no jet that hit the Pentagon. It was a missile. It was a military missile that was fired, no doubt, by the United States military. So they launched a missile against themselves and took out a specific office, specific personnel, specific records in the Pentagon. Huh, I wonder what that's all about. And then they gaslit the entire nation and said, no, that was a jetliner. And then people who said, well, where's all the landing gear? Where's all the luggage and bodies and seats and, you know, wreckage of a jet? They were told, shut up, stop being a conspiracy theorist. There's no wreckage because we tell you there's no wreckage. Why would you ask about wreckage unless you're a conspiracy theorist? You know, I've never seen a commercial jet collide with a building like that, very close to the ground, and not have wreckage on the ground. So this deep state is capable of really deep deceptions. Except now it's a lot more difficult for them to carry that out because everybody has a video camera. Everybody has a phone. Everybody can record. And that's why what's happening right now with this assassination attempt at the Trump speaking engagement, the Trump rally, that's why the truth is coming out, because everybody was filming. Everybody was recording. And you know, the government doesn't control all that. And in this case, they did not run around and confiscate everybody's phones like they did after the Las Vegas shooting, by the way. They confiscated everybody's phones. Today, they didn't try that. It's probably too many phones, or everybody would film the confiscation taking place. So it's much more difficult for them to carry out these kinds of large-scale attacks without being caught. But that may only make them bolder. It may make them want to use larger and larger weapons, even up to and including like a nuclear briefcase, an atomic explosion. And if you don't think that these deep state actors are willing to kill a couple hundred thousand Americans in order to create a narrative and to shore up their own power, if you don't understand that, you're not living in reality. Then you don't understand the true depth of evil that has overtaken this nation and this regime. They're willing to kill anybody in any numbers in order to stay in power. So be wary. Watch everything. Record everything. Video everything. Be ready. Watch your back. And don't fall for government lies and official narratives or an FBI investigation. That's like, if they want to cover something up, it'll be an FBI investigation. The official stories of the government are always lies, just like they were with the assassination of JFK. So be mindful, folks. Be sharp. Think for yourself. Be observant. Use logic and reason in understanding what's happening. And don't discount the depth of evil that has now infected our nation. The people running things right now are so incredibly evil that there's no amount of people they won't kill. Until you understand that, you don't understand how much trouble we're in. And the next few months are going to be very, very dangerous. So be prepared in every way you can. Now, along those lines, I will mention our podcast sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. SAT123, that's SAT123. Backup communications can be crucial during these events, especially if the cell towers are down or the grid is down or if you're out of cell tower range. Get a satellite phone to make it affordable. The minutes roll over. You use them when you need them. Get more information at sat123.com. Thank you for listening. The hurricane that recently blew through Texas caused over 2 million people to lose power in the Houston area. And more people have lost power, you know, throughout Texas and other states as well as this has moved through. Our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, has a sister site called BeReady123.com. If you go there, you'll find that they've got power solutions, backup power systems right here. They've got solar generators. They've got storage systems. They've got a survival go bag on top of that and many other items. Plus, of course, you can get satellite phones and backup communication devices from them.
They've made them all affordable with a monthly payment instead of having to buy everything up front with the phones. But if you go there, BeReady123.com, you'll find these systems that I use as backup power systems. And right now, the power grid is less reliable than ever before. It seems like we're suffering more kind of storms or, you know, outages or just cyber attacks on the power grid from time to time. It's always important to have a backup system. These solar generators, you can charge them from the sun. Obviously, they have built-in charge controllers and inverters. You can run small refrigerators off of these if you want to, or even blenders. You can recharge computers or mobile phones or batteries for flashlights or even night vision devices. So this is a really important technology area to make sure that you have squared away for your own personal preparedness and survival planning. Again, check out the website BeReady123.com, or you can go to the satellite phone store if you just want the comms equipment, and that's at sat123.com. And thank you for supporting our sponsors.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at sat123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit sat123.com to get one while they're still available.